This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Just saw Todd McShay, who legit has a lot of contacts around the NFL, says that if he was given advice, Dante Moore, the quarterback from Oregon, should have his representatives reach out to the Raiders to see if he can go number one overall. And if not, he should go back to school so he doesn't have to get drafted by the Jets. Now, dude.
People have done it before.
Well, and in the NIL era, how much is Oregon going to pay him to come back? What does that look like? $8 mil? I don't know.
It may be, but
it's not as much as he would make.
It's not as going to make a pro. But, like, the whole thing about it is that, but see, that mindset right there is very much like what kids' mindset is. And now we got adults thinking like that. Oh, let's just only go to the team where you think you're going to be great at. Okay? The Raiders are in no better situation than the damn the Jets at this point. So, no. I mean, you get drafted, you go there, you may be good enough to pull people. And they may make the right moves for you. You don't know the Raiders going to do that. I mean, little mushroom hair, he's been making mistakes for a long time.
I don't know
time.
How on earth you could look at those two organizations and be like, oh, that one's the right. Yeah, that's just the beacon of hope.
That don't make much sense to me, man.
No, that just seemed a little crazy. Pete Carroll, woof. See you later, pal. Still waiting to kind of hear from Jaden Daniels. That should be a busy one. I can't – over under Jaden goes 5.5 minutes.
He'll probably go a little for longer than that because there's going to be a lot of questions for him.
I think he'll answer a lot of questions.
Because he hasn't talked to a lot of people.
Right, but Jaden's just not a – you know, when he talked after the shutdown and was really, really good, I thought that was maybe his best, like, most insightful press conference. I think today will be pretty quick. Like, yeah, I feel good. I'm ready for the offseason. Maybe he'll talk a little bit more about Cliff. I did want to check in with the Aquarium Boys. Haven't got a chance to talk to them yet. Jeffrey, I know you live and die with this team. You love this team. Where were you on yesterday's win versus draft position?
I was good either way, JP, because one thing I learned over the last week, just getting ready for the game, a lot of people expect these guys to go out there and tuck their tails when in reality they're playing for either A, to keep their position on the team, or B, auditioning for another team. So I did not expect them to just go out there and be like, oh, yeah, we're going to let the Eagles smack us, a division rival. So I was good either way.
Yeah, I mean, players are never going to do that, right? It's more if the coaching staff or whatever makes a decision. Jeff, I did want to take a minute to give you some credit, man. I know you ran your first 5K. I saw that B and Mark came to support you. I thought that was really cool, man. Congratulations. How did it go?
Thank you. It was good, JP. And, like, one thing I realized, with my health journey, and I got a long way to go, and I'm excited because I seen people do. I seen a guy run 3 miles in 24 minutes. That's crazy. And to even think that I could get to that level, I was excited. And then I saw the craziest thing of that day, though. There was this lady, right? And she was pushing a stroller. And she made her way to the front of the line. Now, mind you, I'm not tripping because I'm at the front of the line. I'm not tripping. I'm cooling. I'm just trying to get ready for the race. And I see it's a couple people. Oh, how's she going to cut in front of us? Da, 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 da. This lady smoked everybody. As we were coming.
Yeah, I saw her come in a while before you did. I know you're talking about.
Yeah, bro. I was amazed that she was running with a kid.
The winners of that race were probably at like 16 minutes or something.
Yeah, I didn't see all that. That's way before. But see, hold on, JP. I was running a casual race. I was on the casual side.
It was a little high in that because that wind was out there and they're coming up that hill.
I'm just saying, like real, like a dude like Chris Farley that runs all the Pacers stores. Yeah. Like there are dudes out there that can easily put together five.
Yeah,
six,
I saw some folks coming in there definitely sub 19.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. I didn't see that. I was too far behind.
That's all right, dude. You ran it. Right? And that's what matters. I don't know. I was thinking of you this morning, Jeff. Have you ever read the Man in the Arena speech, Jeffrey?
No, but I'll go look it up.
Yeah, you should. That's what you were, and you got it done.
He did forget about that. He told you he was going to finish sub 30, though.
I was trying to encourage him to finish sub 30.
I knew he wasn't.
I'm not even going to ask.
I knew I wasn't either.
No, he was 39.
I was 39.
I was right there when he came through. Now, I'm going to say this.
Did you stop?
Let me tell you one thing about Jeff. Jeff Face went from I'm about to die to hey smiling when he heard my voice.
Hey, look.
when he crossed that line, I wish I could have got that picture of your face, dog.
I was
hurting. You looked like, oh hell, I'll never do this again. Up, Jeff?
It's the support thing, man. Like I really thank you, B. Thank Mark, my sister, my sister's boyfriend, a couple friends, Poet, because they were all out there. Poet was hosting, but it pushes you different.
Poet had me wanting to run. Hell, the way she was hyping the people up.
Yeah.
Poet can hype it.
It was a moment one time, Poet and I are walking to the start line, and I'm just locked in. Poet smiling, waving, but every time in the middle of her talking to people, she's like, you got this, bro. Just do you. You got this. And I needed that. Like B said, I was tired coming across that finish line. But when I seen Mark and B, my spirits came right back on up.
That's great, dude. I'm not much for
good
cold,
run, brother.
But I'll run a 5K with you maybe April.
Let's find
us one. We'll run it. Professor Landini, what do you make of yesterday's win, of the draft situation, kind of all of it?
I don't really think the difference between 5 and 7 is that big when you don't need a quarterback. So it doesn't really bother me all that much that they won.
Yeah. Manfield, what's up with that voice?
Yeah, dude, are you sick as a dog?
At first, I was about to say, who we got doing? I know you were working today, but when I heard you talk early, I was like, is somebody sitting there for him right now?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with the voice, man?
Yep.
All right. It's a yep.
Landfill's sick and probably doesn't want to have to talk all that much. I can understand that. Is White Brian back? White Brian, how was your sabbatical, dude?
It was good. Very relaxing.
Thank God. I was worried about you. Where have you been?
Rose and I went to Luray, Virginia.
How was that? Lovely?
Yeah, it was fun.
Gotta be cold as hell now.
Went to the caverns. Saw that for the first time. Stayed in a dome Airbnb.
All right. Well, happy new year to you. Good
you
to
said
see
a
you.
Dome?
Yeah, it was a big dome.
And you could see outside?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I think he said he got dome, Jeff. I'm not really sure. As we move forward with this Commander's Locker cleanout day, it's crazy to think last year to this year. You know what I mean? And I couldn't help but think about it leaving the link last night because the last game last year was also at the link.
Yep.
And one of them was a loss and one of them was a win. And you couldn't help but feel significantly better after the loss than you did after the win. You know what I mean?
Hmm?
Leaving the link after the NFC Championship game, even understanding they got smoked in that game, mm-hmm. you felt really good about the future of the organization.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
a year later, even though they won a Week 18 game, a meaningless game against the Eagles, this organization is just completely surrounded with questions. Yeah. And I keep going back to, people have said to me repeatedly, like, do you think they could turn this around? How do you turn this around? And I think the answer to that is Jaden Daniels. If Jaden is back and healthy and...
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Able to make plays like he did as a rookie, then yeah, they could be back. Like the teams that find consistent success in the NFL year after year are generally teams with great quarterbacks.
Totally.
And I think that's who Jaden is. Like, if you look at the teams that are going to go to the playoffs this year, it's been a topsy-turvy year, right? But if Denver's built a really good roster. Bo Nix wasn't great, but he's good enough, and they're really well coached. Mm-hmm. The Patriots might have a great quarterback. The Jags might have a great quarterback. Pittsburgh, he wasn't great. But Aaron Rodgers gave the Steelers something they didn't have over the last few years.
A big play guy.
Dude.
He found a way last night.
And just a veteran, you know, like somebody that can move the offense. Houston's defense is incredible, but I think Stroud is good. The Bills remain a perennial contender, largely because of Josh Allen. The Chargers got the best level of play they've gotten from Herbert. Maybe not statistically, but what he became as a runner for them on a roster where their O-line was a mess totally changed things.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I'll say this, like the quarterback gives you a lot, but I'm going to tell you, that game last night with the Steelers and the Baltimore Ravens, you better go talk to the Hayward brothers, because both of those dudes were balling the hell out. And one of them is, what, 39, 40 years old? he basically – Derrick Henry in the first quarter had over 100 yards. He finished the game with 120. That defense made a hell of a difference, because if he had continued running the ball like he was in the first quarter, there's no way the Steelers are close. But that defense gave them a chance, and then you had a guy that could come in and close it. So I just think that, listen, as we talk about the quarterback, we got to get somebody on defense that gives that quarterback more opportunities.
100%, man. 100%. I also, B, I don't know if you noticed this. Regina Daniels is Jaden's mom, obviously, Mama Daniels. I'm sorry, Regina Jackson.
Jackson.
She had a tweet last night, like, on to 2026, basically.
Yeah.
And in that post, she talked about, she said, like, can't wait to run it back with JD5 and Cliff. She was like, it was like hashtag JD5, hashtag KK. What do you think? If Cliff gets a head coaching job, I think that's a different conversation, right?
Yeah.
What are the chances you think Cliff isn't here but doesn't get a head coaching job?
You talking about head coaching job in pros or college?
Pros.
Because I think it's a chance he can get a head coaching job in college as well.
Sure. But I'm saying pros.
I don't know. I don't know the percentages of that one. Cause see, I don't delve into it as much as most when it comes. Like I let the season end, and then like today, at the end of the day, after everybody started getting fired or whatever, then I start looking at what the possibilities are. But hell, if he don't get a head coaching job, I don't see why you would want to leave. And I know we've had reports come out and things of that nature, but if you don't have a choice about whether you're gonna decide if you leave or not, then that's another story. Right. Then if you feel like that, then you take a job somewhere else.
All right, you are listening to B. Mitch and Finley on 106.7 The Fan. You're watching us on Monumental Sports Network. Ike Reese will join us from Philadelphia at noon. We're gonna open the phone lines up after that. Biggest surprises of the year, high points, low points. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.